Then talking about the idiopathic onycholysis, it is a type of onycholysis in which there is a painless separation of the nail plate from the nail bed in the condition when the cause is not known, but most frequently it occurs because of the overzealous manicure or frequent wetting and cosmetic solvent application. It is more commonly seen in the woman. So a maceration occurs when there is a frequent wetting of the nails. So when this has occurred, the nail grows very slowly. The affected nails grow very quickly. Persistent manicuring in order to remove the debris which is accumulated on the onycholytic space produces a precentric margin of the onycholysis. Usually the condition is painless, but if there is any trauma or secondary bacterial infection or fungal infection, it may lead to development of the pain. The longer it lasts, then there will be secondary changes like thickening of the nails and discoloration of the nails. And after that, the nails will just grow slowly. For the management, we are going to cut away the separated portion of the nail and we are going to repeat it several times till there is a complete removal of the separated part of the nail. Topical antiseptics, topical antibiotics and steroid combination is essential. So here we can use 2% thymol, which is used to prevent the infections. Initially 4% thymol was used, but higher concentration can be written, so 2% thymol is less irritant and equally effective. Besides this, soaking the fingertips several nights a week in a vinegar or sodium hypochlorite can be helpful to prevent the recurrence. Domestic vinegar is about 3 to 9% acetic acid. Higher strength can be irritant. Similarly, the Milton, which is 1% sodium hypochlorite solution, can also be used to prevent the recurrence.